Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the Shetout Netter Evening Devotional Worship Program, our Hymns of Amun Wisdom Series, reading number 79. This is Thursday, June 16th, 38,781, according to the ancient Kemetic calendar based on the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, 2016, according to the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. I am Shems Ptah Mount Ankh. If you are a first-time listener, Shetal Netter means hidden divinity, also known as the ancient Kemetic Egyptian mysteries. Purpose of the devotional program is one of calling out to the divine, gods and goddesses, or what are also known as the cosmic energies that are within us. We do this through performing our altar rituals, prayers, chanting, and singing. Both Uwa, meditation, and the Chef Netaru Sema Paut, the movement of the gods and goddesses, our yoga posture system, are also an integral part of the Shetal Netter spiritual tradition. This allows the divine to grace us with his or her presence and moves us closer to us. It is establishing and engendering a devotional feeling of love for the divine, creating a divine communion and love for him in all aspects of being, harmonizing one's feelings and emotions and leading to the ultimate unity of the individual self with the divine self. This is part of the Sheti disciplines of Uashu. You are most welcome to join us by following along in all aspects of our program. There are two books that will be used, the chants, prayers, how to create your altar, and most of the songs that you will hear can be found in the devotional worship book by Dr. Mawata Ashby. The listening to the teachings segment of this evening's program will be taken from the e-book Egyptian Yoga 2 by Dr. Mawata Ashby. Be sure to register for a free membership at our new interactive website, EgyptianYoga.com. Your free membership will give you access to an extensive resource of information. You will enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, the Nectarian Creed, Hesu Amun, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, and ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Also, click on our go-to bookstore link to obtain copies of your very own devotional worship books and preview our extensive selection. Shems Baket Asura and I are members of the Sema Institute of the Shetal Netter Temple of Aset under the leadership of Sabai Ma, Dr. Moata Ashby, and Seba Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby. We are initiates of the Temple of Aset. And with that, greetings, Shems Paket. How are you tonight?
Puja Shems Pata. I am very well. Dua for asking. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well tonight. Thank you. Pata.
That's good to hear. Pata. And greetings to our listening audience, either live or in the archive. And we will begin our Ushet this evening with kneeling and bowing before our covered altar, which is facing west, with our hands in a dua pose, meaning that our palms are facing out towards the altar and our head lightly touching the floor, if you're able to do so. This is a sign of humility to the higher self. And now we'll rise up and uncover our altar. This is symbolizing the unveiling of the illusions in order to reveal our higher nature. Next is the lighting of our candle, which symbolizes the Aku, or divine light within, that is to be awakened. Now we'll light our incense, symbolizing the fragrance of your personality, which will exude with a divine odor that will rise up and attract as well as commune with the divine. And if you have an oil diffuser, that is acceptable as well. And now we'll pour a libation. Pouring purified water from one container to the next, pouring continuously and silently. This libation is used in place of the ancient Hotep stone and symbolizes the one-pointed flow and focus of the mind towards the divine. Next, we'll place our offering, which is a live fruit or vegetable item, in front of the altar. Now you may return to a comfortable position, and we'll take a few cycles of conscious breathing in and out of the nostrils. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And now we'll recite our divine offering formula, call and response. Hotepi nasu nesaram antu wepwat nebta jesem. Perkeru kakapet, pinetarari makeru.
O tepti nesu netara, anpu wapwa nepta desert, perkeru kakapet, pinetarari makeru.
O tepti nesu netara, antu epwat nebta jesed, perkeru kakapet, sinetarari makeru.
O tepti nesu netara, antu epwat nebta desert, perkeru kakapet, sinetarari makeru.
O tepti nesu netarah, antu wepwat nepta jesem, perkeru kakapet, sinetarari makeru.
O tepti nesu netarah, antu wepwat nepta jesem, perkeru Ka ka pe ti netra ardi ma ke ru.
O te pi na su netra an pu wa kwa netra jese pe ke ru ka ka pe ti netra ardi ma ke ru.
O tepti nesu netera an pu wapwat neta deser per keru ka ka pez si netera ardi ma keru. Meaning, offering is given to the Supreme Divinity and to Anpu, preparer of the traveler, and wapwat, opener of the ways, lord of the sacred land. The spoken offering is 1,000 beads, complete maleness, and 1,000 geese, complete femaleness. This causes the divine to make one true of speech, an enlightened being.
And now we will recite the Netarian Creed, what we believe. As a Netarian, I follow the ancient African Kemetan religious path of Shetald Netar, which teaches about the mysteries of the Supreme Being, Netajer, the all-encompassing divinity. I believe that from Netajer proceed all the Netaru, which are the gods and goddesses, and all the worlds and the entire universe. Since Netajer manifests as the Netaru, Netajer can be worshipped as a god or a goddess. I believe that there is only one Supreme Being, Netajer, and that the gods and goddesses are expressions of the one Supreme Being, Netajer. As a Netarian, I strive to come into harmony with the gods and goddesses, the Netaru, by developing within my personality the different virtuous and divine qualities they symbolize will lead me closer to Netajer. As a Netarian, I also believe that the Supreme Being I call Netajer is the same Supreme Being that is worshipped by other religions under different names. I believe that Netajer established all creation on Ma'at, righteousness, truth, and order, and that my actions, termed Ari, determine the quality of life I lead and experience. If I act with Ma'at, meaning positive Ari, my path will be free of suffering and pain. When I forget Ma'at and act in an unrighteous manner or negative Ari, I invite suffering and pain into my life. As a Netarian, I believe when my body dies, my heart's actions will be examined against Ma'at. If it is found that I upheld Ma'at during my lifetime, I will have positive Ari, and my Aku, my spirit, will become one with Netajer for all eternity. This is called Nahast, the spiritual awakening enlightenment. If it is found that I acted with selfishness and greed, I will have negative Ari, and my Ba, my soul, will suffer after death and then be reincarnated again to live in the world of time and space again. This is called Uhem Ankh, or reincarnation. As a Netarian, I believe in the teaching of Shemsu, following the path of Shetal Netar, by practicing the disciplines of Sheti, which include study of the wisdom teachings, Rek Ab, devotion to God, Uwashu, acting with righteousness, Ma'at, and meditation, Uwa. Netajer provided the Sheti too, the spiritual teaching that was written in Netu Netar, the hieroglyphic scripture, so that the Shemsu, or followers, might study the wisdom teaching of Shetal Netar. Two most important Netarian scriptures are the Pertemheru and the Hesu Amun. And the most important Netarian myth is the Asarian resurrection. By the practice of the disciplines of Sheti, I will discover the Shetat, or mysteries of life, and become Ma'akeru, pure of heart. I will become one with God even before death, and I will discover supreme peace, abiding happiness, and fulfillment of my life's purpose, and promote peace and harmony for the world. That's it. Let us next recite the four great truths of Shatavnata, Ma, Order, and Shatavnata. Call and response. Pa Nata, Wa'ua, Nata, Dera, Nataru.
Pa Nata, Wa'ua, Nata, Dera, Nataru.
Pa Nata, Wa'ua, Nata, Dera, Nataru.
Aneter, Wa'ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru.
Aneter, Wa'ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru.
Aneter, Wa'ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru.
Aneter, Wa'ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and
Aneter, Wa'ua, Nebuchadnezzar, and Neteru. The Neter, the Supreme Being, is one and alone, and as Nebuchadnezzar, manifesting everywhere and in all things in the form of gods and goddesses. Commentary. Nebuchadnezzar means all-encompassing divinity, the all-inclusive, all-embracing spirit which pervades all and who is the ultimate essence of all. This first truth unifies all the expressions of the Kamatan religion.
Anak, Sri Sagisak, Vikanen.
Anak, Sri Sayusat, Vikanen.
Anak, Sri Sayusat, Vikanen.
Anak, Sri Sayusat Sekamen.
Anmat Sri Sayusat Sekamen.
Anmat Sri Sayusat Sekamen.
Anmat Sri Sayusat Sekamen.
Anmat Sri Sayusat Sekamen. Lack of righteousness brings fetters to the personality, and these fetters lead to ignorance of the divine. Commentary. When a human being acts in ways that contradict the natural order of nature, negative qualities of the mind will develop within that person's personality. These are the afflictions of Set. Set is the netter of egoism and selfishness. The afflictions of Set include anger, hatred, greed, lust, jealousy, envy, gluttony, dishonesty, hypocrisy, etc. So to be free from the fetters of Set, one must be free from the afflictions of Set.
Sewashu,
Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat.
Sewashu, Senapu, and Sayusat. Devotion to the divine leads to freedom from the fetters of Set. Commentary. To be liberated, Nafu, freedom to breathe, from the afflictions of Set, one must be devoted to the divine. Being devoted to the divine means living by Ma'at. Ma'at is a way of life that is purifying to the heart and beneficial for society as it promotes virtue and order. Living by Ma'at means practicing Shetty, spiritual practices, and disciplines. Uashu means devotion, and the classic pose of adoring the divine is called dua, standing or sitting with upraised hands facing outwards towards the image of the divinity.
Ari shadi braka bin makeru.
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 Ari shari raka ben makheru.
Ari shari raka ben makheru.
Ari shari raka ben makheru.
Ari shari raka ben makheru. The practice of the Shetty disciplines leads to knowing oneself and the divine. This is called being true of speech. Commentary. Doing Shetty means to study profoundly, to penetrate the mysteries, chitaut, and discover the nature of the divine. There have been several practices designed by the sages of ancient Kemet to facilitate the process of self-knowledge. These are the religious chitaut traditions in the Sima, Smai, Tawi, yogic disciplines related to them that augment the spiritual practices. All the traditions relate the teachings of the sages by means of myths related to the particular gods and goddesses. It is understood that all of these Netaru are related, like brothers and sisters, having all emanated from the same source, the same supremely divine parent who is neither male nor female, but encompasses the totality of the two. And now we'll have recitations, the readings for Ushet at sunset. The following is a hymn to the Supreme Being in the form of Tem, or the setting sun. In the theology surrounding the god Ra, Ra is seen as a representation of the Supreme Being, Nebuchadnezzar, Pa-Neter. As such, Ra is depicted as the sun, and the sun has three phases which it manifests every day. These phases are the morning, the middle of the day, and the setting sun. Thus, we have the following quotation. In the myth of Ra and Aset, Ra says, I am Kephra in the morning, and Ra at noonday, and Tammu in the evening. Thus, the following hymn is effective for the evening hours. Prior to practicing intense meditation, and also at the time of death. In the mystical mythology of the ancient Egyptian Kemetic city of Anu, Sun City, it is understood that Ra travels in bark, which is itself the sun. From this bark hang cords by which those who are righteous can grab hold of in order to be lifted onto the boat. Thus, through the practice of Ma'at, righteous living, one is able to be raised to the company of Ra, who travels on the boat of a millions of years eternity, and thus attain immortality and communion with God. For more on these teachings, see the book Anunian Theology and African Religion, Volume 4, Assyrian Theology by Dr. Moata Ashby.
A hymn to Ra Tem from the papyrus of Lady Mut Hetep. The Lady Mut Hetep says, O Ra Tem, in thy splendid progress thou risest, and thou settest as a living being in the glories of the western horizon. Thou settest in thy territory, which is in the Mount of Sunset, Manu. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Thy uraeus is behind thee. Homage, Ushet, to thee, O thou who art in peace. Homage to thee, O thou who art in peace. Thou art joined unto the eye of Tem, and it chooseth its powers of protection to place behind thy members. Thou goest forth to heaven, thou travelest over the earth, and thou journeyest onward. O luminary, the northern and the southern halves of heaven come to thee, and they bow low in adoration, and they do homage unto thee day by day.
The gods of Amentet rejoice in thy beauty, and the unseen places sing hymns of praise unto thee. Those who dwell in the Sektet boat go round about thee, and the souls of the East do homage to thee, and when they meet thy majesty, they cry, Come, come in peace. There is a shout of welcome to thee, O Lord of heaven and governor of Amentet. Thou art acknowledged by Aset, who seeth her son Heru in thee, the Lord of fear, the mighty one of terror. Thou settest as a living being in the hidden place. Thy father raiseth thee up, and he placeth both his hands behind thee. Thou becometh endowed with divine attributes in thy members of earth. Thou wakest in peace, and thou settest in Manu. Grant thou that I may become a being honored before Asar, and that I may come to thee, O Ra Tem. I have adored thee, therefore do thou for me that which I wish. Grant thou that I may be victorious in the presence of the company of the gods. Thou art beautiful, O Ra, in thy western horizon of Amentet, thou Lord of Ma'at, thou being who art greatly feared and whose attributes are majestic, O thou who art greatly beloved by those who dwell in the Duat.
Thou shinest with thy beams upon the beings that are therein perpetually, and thou sendest forth thy light upon the path of Rastau. Thou openest up the path of the double line god Akkar. Thou settest the gods upon their thrones, and the spirits in their abiding places. To Hardanareth, onward to Eph, a region of the netherworld, is glad when Ra setteth. To Hardanareth is glad when Ra setteth. Hail, O ye gods of the land of Amentet, who make offerings and oblations unto Ra Tem. Ascribe ye glory unto him when ye meet him. Grasp ye your weapons, and overthrow ye the fiend Siva on behalf of Ra, and repulse the fiend Neph on behalf of Asar. The gods of the land of Amentet rejoice, and lay hold upon the cords of the Sektet boat, and they come in peace, the gods of the hidden place who dwell in Amentet triumph. Pause 1 minute for silent meditation. Pert and Heru, Chapter 8, a conversation between Asar, the initiate, and God in the form of Atum. These are the words which, when spoken and understood, protect an aspirant from dying a second time. These words are to be spoken by Asar, the initiate, who is righteous of speech. O Jehudi, what is it that has come into being through the conflict of the children of Nut? They have engendered unrest, unrighteousness, and have created fiends, and they have slaughtered themselves, animals, and nature. They have created for themselves fetters by their doings which render them weak. Give them, O great Jehudi, a commandment of Atum, so that their unrighteousness may not be seen, so that you will not experience that. Shorten their years, shorten their mouths, because they have committed unrighteousness towards you in secret. I am your palate, and I even brought you the inkpot as well. I am not among those with hidden unrighteousness. There is no wrongdoing within me. These words are spoken by me, O Atum. I am Asar, the initiate. Tell me, what place is this that I have come to? There is no water here, there is no air, and there is a great darkness.
In this plane, you have no physical body. Therefore, you may live here through peace of heart. Moreover, there is no sexuality here. In place of water, air, bread, beer, and lovemaking, I have given you the opportunity to attain the state of Aku, together with peace of heart. Atum has decreed that my face should be seen, and that it should not suffer the things that cause pain. Every god is sending his throne to the leader of eternity. It is thy throne given to thy son, Heru. Atum, holding what was sent to him by the elder divinities, commanded this. It is he who has been ruling thy throne. It is he inheriting the throne within the island of double fire. Command that I may be seen as I am his double, and that my face may see the face of Lord Atum. What is the duration of life? It has been decreed for millions of years of duration. It is given to me to send the old ones. After that period of time, I am going to destroy all created things. It is the earth that came forth from noon, now coming forth into its former state.
I am fitted with the Tsar, done for me to become images of the serpents, not knowing they, the people, and not knowing the gods and goddesses, the excellent beauty that I made for Asar, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses. I gave to him the desert. His son Heru is his heir on his throne within the island of double fire. I made also a divine ruling place for him in the divine boat of millions of years. It is Heru who is now established on the Serek, for those who are beloved and who are gaining sturdiness. Furthermore, the soul of Set, which is greater than all the gods and goddesses, was sent. It is given me to make fettered his soul within the divine boat, for his desire is feared by the divine body parts. Hail, Father mine, Asar, do make for me what you did for thy father Ra, the achievement of a long life on earth, achieving the throne, health, progeny, and endurance for my tomb and my loved ones who are on earth. Grant that my enemies be destroyed, that the scorpion goddess may be on top of them, fettering them. Father mine, Ra, make thee for me these things, Ankh, Uja, Seneb, life, vitality, and health. Heru is now firmly established on the Serek. Give thee movement in course of time, that of advancing towards blessedness. Amasun panetur, Salkesu eminent panetur, Aftuanuma, Kedi Paharu. Give thyself to God, keep thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Atep. And now we'll have our daily chants of Shatav Netta and Smai Tawi for evening worship. Call and response. Om Amun Rapata.
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 Om Amun Rapata. The one divine self manifesting in the trinity of witnessing consciousness, mind, and the physical universe.
Om Asara Set Heru.
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 Om Asara Set Heru. The one divine self manifesting in the trinity of the divine father, mother, and child.
Om Mati Ma Kenu.
Om Mati Ma Keru.
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 Om Mati Ma Keru. The one divine self manifesting as the dual goddesses of truth of above and below, heaven and earth, assist us in attaining spiritual enlightenment.
Amasu empanate, saukisu ementen panate, autu anama, kilipaharu.
Amas empanetur, saukisu eminent panetur, adu anuma, kilipaharu.
Amasu empanate, saukisu ementen panate, autu anama, kilipaharu.
Amasun Panetur, Saukesu Eminent Panetur, Aduanuma Kedi Paharu.
Amasun Panetur, Saukesu Eminent Panetur, Aduanuma Kedi Paharu.
Amasun Panetur, Saukesu Eminent Panetur, Atuanuma Kedi Paharu.
Amasu empanate, saukesu ementen panate, atuanuma Kedi Paharu.
Amasu empanate, saukesu eminent panate, atuanuma Kedi Paharu. Give thyself to God. Keep thou thyself daily for God, and let tomorrow be as today.
Potepti sinatri iri metuaj.
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 Otepti sinetri iri metuaj.
Otepti sinetri iri metuaj.
Otepti sinetri iri metuaj. An offering is made to propitiate that God may make the vascular system flourish, an invocation of health.
Duara, duara. Duara etara.
Duara, duara, duara kepara.
Duara, duara, duara kepara.
Duara, duara, duara kepara.
Duara, duara. Duara Ketera.
Duara, Duara, Duara Ketera.
Duara, Duara, Duara Ketera.
Duara, Duara, Duara Ketera. Adorations to Ra, adorations to Ra in the form of the Creator.
Dua sa unnefanetara. Dua sa heraptu. Dua sa nefjeta. Dua sa utenhe.
Dua asar unafernetara, dua asar herabdu, dua asar nebjeta, dua asar sutinhe.
Dua asar unafernetara, dua Sahradu. Do a Sahnajasa. Do a Sahnajasan.
Do a Sahnajasanetra. Do a Sahnajasanetra. Do a Sahnajasanetra. Do a Sahnajasanetra.
Do a star unapanatera. Do a star heraptu. Do a star nejeta. Do a star sutanhe.
Do a star unapanatera. Do a star herabu. Do a star nejeta. Dua sar sutin he.
Dua sar nefernetera. Dua sar heradu. Dua sar nejeta. Dua sar sutin he.
Dua sar unefernetra, dua sar herabu, dua sar nebjeta, dua sar sutinhe. Dua sar unefernetra, adorations to Asar, pure existence, exalted divinity. Dua sar herabu, adorations to Asar, innermost essence of Abdu, city of God. Dua Asar Nebjeta, adorations to Asar, Lord of Forever. Dua Asar Sutanhe, adorations to Asar, King of Eternity.
Net net duanet
sefekera senues. Net net duanet sefekera senues.
Net net duanet. Sefekera senues.
Net net dua net 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 sefekera senues. Goddess Net, Goddess Net, adorations to Goddess Net. Remove your veil so that we may see your true form, creation unveiled, to see the divine self, spiritual enlightenment.
Dua heteru netrita.
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 Do I hate a room that treat adorations to Hete Ru, the great goddess.
Maranku Mat Mat Nebuten Kahena Mat Akhena Mat
Ah, Sinama. Ma'a Nebuten. Kahinama. Ankinama. Ah, Sinama.
Ma'a Kuma. Ma'a Nebuten. Kahinama. Ank. Hasinamat, hasinamat,
Mahat Anku Mahat Mahat Nebuten Kahina Mahat Ankhina Mahat Asema Mahat.
Mahat Anku Mahat Mahat Nebuten Kahina Mahat Ankhina Mahat Asema Mahat.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Kahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asema Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Kahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asema Ma'at.
Ma'at Anku Ma'at, Ma'at Nebuten, Kahina Ma'at, Ankhina Ma'at, Asema Ma'at.
Dua Ma'at Nebuten.
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 Dua Ma'at Nebuten. Ma'at Anku Ma'at. Ma'at is the source of life. Ma'at Nebuten. Ma'at is in everywhere you are. Kahena Ma'at. Rise in the morning with Ma'at. Ankhena Ma'at. Live with Ma'at. Asema Ma'at. Let every limb join with Ma'at. Let her guide your actions. Dua Ma'at Nebuten. Adorations to Goddess Ma'at, who is in everywhere you are.
Nebnetu, Nebchedu, Erasu, Ahanetu, Dendiu.
Nemetu, Nebjedu, Erda Sud, Aha Nedaru, Dendiu.
Nemetu, Nebjedu, Erda Sud, Aha Nedaru, Dendiu.
Nemetu, Nebjedu, Erda Sud, Aha Nedaru, Dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jeru, erasu, dahanet nu dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jeru, erasu, dahanet ru dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jeru, erasu, dahanet ru dendiu.
Neb metu, neb jedu, erda sud, aha nedaru dendiu. All words, all spoken about me, from outside of me, what others are saying about me, and also from inside of me, negative, egotistic self-talk based on fear, anger, insecurity, frustration, etc. The Nedaru, those gods and goddesses, together they stand up for me on my behalf.
Next we'll have our RMS, our healing song, written by Sebai Ma and composed together with Shems Arit Neta S. Mary Ma'ati.
Do I say the man? Do I Anku Jansen, Anku Jansen,
Adoration. The goddess Sekhmet, power of the life force energy. Adorations to goddess Aset, lady of wisdom and healing words of power. Do for this child life, vitality, and health. Aset.
Now we'll have our prayer for the sick and the shut-ins. May Aset heal us, as she healed Heru of all his pains, which his uncle Set had caused him when he killed his father Asar. O Aset, grant the words of power, heal us. Save the one from all the bad, evil, typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly diseases and impurities of all kind which attack them, as you have saved and freed your son Heru. As I entered the fire and emerged from the water, may I not fall into the trap of that day, saying, I am small and pitiable. O Ra, you have spoken for your body. O Asar, you who pray for your manifestation. Ra speaks for his body. Asar prays for his manifestation. Free us from all possible evil, bad, and typhonic things, from the demonic and deadly fevers of all kinds, from the ancient Egyptian Kemetic medicine Everest Papyrus. Hetep.
Hetep. And now we have come to the very special segment of our program, the listening to the teachings, which will be taken from the ebook Egyptian Yoga, Volume 2, by Dr. Mawata Ashby. We'll be reading from page 229, starting with the new section, The Mystical Implications of the Elements of the Personality. This section will provide a more detailed classification of the human being in an attempt to understand the underlying origin and cause of human existence. Also, it will seek to bring forth a deeper understanding of how the cosmic forces operate through the human constitution at a gross and subtle level.
As discussed earlier, the universal soul, God, pure consciousness, emanates creation and all that is within it, all that is. The human being is like a ray of that emanation, which refracts into several parts composing all of the levels of existence. Human consciousness may be compared to a reflection of the sun in a pool of water. Human consciousness is a reflection of divine consciousness in the pool of the mind, which operates through the brain and nervous system. This idea is also reflected in the relationship between the parts of the spirit called Ba and Ab.
And then we have a little a section there that has Ba, the word Ba, with a little arrow pointing to both Ba and to Ab, and Ab to Ba. The Ab is the heart or seat of the mind, and it is in the mind where the soul, Ba, reflects.
So the mind has no independent existence without the soul's sustaining life force and consciousness. And the individual human soul has no independent existence without the universal soul.
Now there is a progression of the universal Ba going to the individual Ba, going to the individual Ab. These levels of existence transfer into the four states of consciousness at various levels of psycho-spiritual psychology related to the Uranus serpent power system. To see the book, The Serpent Power by Dr. Moata Ashby.
The universal Ba, or soul, or in other words, the consciousness of the Supreme Being, emanates and sustains each individual human being through the various parts of the human spirit. There are three basic parts to the human being. These are further broken down into more specific parts. The three parts of the human being are the universal self, and from the universal self is the causal body. From the causal body is the astral body, and from the astral body is the physical body.
These bodies also relate to the bodies of the universe. There is a progression downward, Nepeter, the universal self, to heaven, going down to the Duat, and then down to the earth. The sages of ancient times who were able to discern through their spiritual eye the different levels of vibration and psychology within all human beings have set forth this teaching about the constitution of the human being.
An important point to note is that each of the lower three states involves duality, while the highest state involves non-duality. The human soul is a projection of the divine into the realm of duality, or physical astral causal plane. The human soul forgets its divine origin and believes itself to be a creature among other creatures. Hence, the idea of duality arises. The ignorant human being is not aware that he or she is at all times most intimately connected to the universal self, as are all objects and all other human beings. Just as each wave in the ocean is essentially the same as the ocean, each wave-like human personality and all objects in creation are essentially the primeval ocean, the self. Ignorance of this then gives rise to the various egoistic feelings. The ignorant human being, not aware of his or her storehouse of innate potential to experience fullness and peace within, goes on seeking for fulfillment in the worlds of duality, instead of seeking to know and experience the only source of true fulfillment, the universal self, which encompasses all realms. Non-duality is experienced as absolute oneness and interconnectedness to all that exists. There is no feeling of you and me, here and there, male or female. There is no desire for objects because all objects are one with the self. There is only the experience of awareness of the self. Human words and concepts are not capable of describing the actual experience of oneness with the self. Therefore, all mystical descriptions are transcended in the actual experience. They are like a map, but you must make the journey and arrive at the destination by your own will and self-effort. Thus, They serve as guides to lead the mind toward the understanding of yogic philosophy.
The nine major elements or parts of the human personality espoused by the ancient Egyptian sages may be classified as follows within the three basic bodies for the purpose of study and understanding: causal body, the astral body, and the physical body. God is also understood to have three bodies: the universal causal body, the universal astral body, and the universal physical body. The three aspects of universe or planes of existence. Within these bodies are the constituent elements, totaling nine in number. God also has nine elements. However, unlike those of the human being, which are limited and characterized by their individuality, and the divine elements are universal and all-pervading in their respective level of existence. We are told in the ancient Egyptian scriptures that God has a universal individual Ba, a universal Sahu, a universal Ku, Aku, a universal Ka-It, a universal Ka, a universal Sekhem, a universal Ab, a universal Kat, a universal Ren. Thus, the individual elements that compose the personality of each individual human being emanate from the same Supreme Being.
And then we have two diagrams that show what Shams Patel had just read. It should be noted that while the gross elements of the ego personality are evident at the level of the physical body, the original cause of the existence of the individual and his or her separation from the divine occurs at the level of the causal body. Many people erroneously think of their soul as existing within their physical body. However, the opposite is true. The soul emanates from the self. It, in turn, creates the other parts of the personality. All of this creation occurs within the divine self and not the body. The causal body is where the slightest tendency towards thought and desire occurs. It is here where the deep unconscious impressions cause the other parts of the body to emerge. When the physical body of an unenlightened person dies, the gross elements of the ego, meaning the name and personality used in a particular lifetime, also die. The astral and causal bodies survive with the unconscious impressions collected from that lifetime. Through these bodies, the soul continues the pursuit of fulfillment of desire, meaning the unconscious impressions lodged in the astral, causal, mental, subtle matter. The pursuit to fulfill the desires may continue in the astral plane, meaning the duat or the netherworld, for a time, where the individual experiences pain or pleasure, meaning heaven or hell, according to his or her meskhenet, meaning the karmic basis composed of the impressions gathered from feelings, actions, and desires of many lifetimes.
So there's a diagram. It's actually a ring, like an onion ring, of the human personality, and I'll read it down. The outer is the Ba, going toward the center. Sahu, the Ku, the Aku, the Kebet, the Ka, the Sekhem, the Ab, the Kat, and the Ren is the center. The task of an aspirant is to cleanse the physical, astral, and causal planes of the mind so as to regain conscious perception of the universal self. Since the universal self is non-dual, immortal, eternal, and the source of all planes and all objects within those planes, the union with the universal self bestows omniscience and boundless vision of infinity, immortality, and the feeling of non-duality, and connectedness to all things great and small. The correct practice of the various yogic disciplines are designed to accomplish this cleansing process. If successful, the soul comes into communion with the self, the universal Ba, Asar, Ra, Aset, etc., while still alive. And after death, the soul of the enlightened person dissolves in the ocean of pure consciousness from whence it came originally. This is the meaning behind the teaching of the merging with the Maker presented in the ancient Egyptian story known as the story of Sinhue.
Earlier, we discussed the fact that in the process of embodiment, the universal Ba, or soul, itself becomes the individual Ba of every human being due to its association and identification with the feelings of the emotional body, Ka, and the craving of the physical body, Ka. If this is true, then how is it possible that the universal self, Ba, is also non-dual, meaning without a second, one and alone, all-encompassing, as well as transcendental? At this more advanced level, you must understand that all of the parts of the body are merely emanations from that same divine self. Just as you emanate a dream in your sleep or an idea in your waking state out of the depths of your consciousness.
A new heading, a two-dimensional depiction of the elements of the personality. In the same way, this entire universe and everything in it is nothing but the emanation of God's consciousness. All that exists is ethereal, subtle matter, the self. The process of thought has the effect of coagulating matter in a form as directed by the thought. In this way, you have created your body and mind along with all the other parts of your individual existence. In reality, these parts are nothing more than subtle energy held together by your thoughts, and ultimately, every one of those parts are not yours, but are parts of the self. Thus, nothing exists outside of the self, God. Therefore, even though there appears to be many objects, colors, and differences in creation, the underlying essence of it all is the self. Think about it. If there was something other than the self, then the self could not be all-pervasive, all-encompassing, and all-powerful. Its movements would be restricted. The idea that there is a devil or some evil being who is the nemesis of God is erroneous. There can be no other being outside of the self. The self is the soul or substratum of all that is.
And this will conclude the readings for this evening and for this book, Dua Seba Ma, Dua Seba Ja. The next time we meet, we will be reading from a new book, Conversations with God by Dr. Moata Ashby. That's it. So now I'd like you to find a comfortable position. We'll be doing our brief breathing and meditation exercise. You may choose to find yourself in a comfortable position by either lying on the floor with your legs and arms spread slightly, or sitting in a cross-legged yogic position, or sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your shoulders squarely over your hips. And now gently close your eyes. We'll be breathing deeply and rhythmically in and out of the nostrils. When we inhale, we're going to expand the abdomen and follow the breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between the eyebrows. And when we exhale, we're going to contract the abdomen toward the spine So let us begin. Inhale. Follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between your eyebrows. And now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Inhale. Follow your breath from the base of the spine to the area of the forehead in between your eyebrows. And now gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Release all the tension you may feel in your body. Inhale, follow your breath, the base of the spine to the area of the forehead. And gently exhale and contract your abdomen toward the spine. Let go of all the frustrations of the day. Inhale. Exhale. Let go of any negativity. Inhale. Exhale. Now we'll add our chant for this evening, which will be Om Amun Ra Sita. I'll call the chant and you may respond mentally. Om Amun Ra Sita. Om Amun Ra Sita. Om Amun Ra Sita. Om Amun. Continue the chant silently. Om Amun Ra Sita. Now we'll add our visualization for this evening. Off in the distance, you see something, but you're not quite sure what it is. But it feels familiar to you. It moves closer to you as you move closer to it. Slowly, gently, stepping closer to each other. And now, you realize it is our moon who is coming to you. As you are moving closer to our moon. He lifts his arms to place them on your shoulders. As you place your arms around the moon. This is the divine embrace of our moon. Rest here in completeness, fullness, warmth, and love. This divine embrace. Come on. From your shoulder. As you move your arms from around the moon. Slowly, gently, you step away from it. Moving away from it. But you rest in the knowledge that this will not be the last divine embraceable. Slowly, gently, moving away. Om peace, peace, peace. Now gradually come back to waking consciousness and gently open your eyes. Ata.
In order to learn more about Chitaut Netter, go to EgyptianYoga.com and register for a free membership at our new interactive website. Your free membership allows you to enjoy a continuous stream of devotional hymns, new articles, videos, Q&A about Kemetic culture, spirituality, and lifestyle, which includes ancient teachings presented by our temple high priest and priestess. Be sure to access our Blog Talk Radio Chitaut Netter archives for inspirational programming such as our Glorious Light Meditation, Kemetic Life Skills series, and many others. Each Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we have our morning devotional service with readings from the Asarian Resurrection Series from African Religion, Volume 4, Asarian Theology with Shems Arit Netter S. Mary Ma'ati, Shems Tut Aku Aset Ma'at, and Shems Heru Mary Aten, and Asar Jehuti Ness. While in Atlanta, Georgia, please visit the Temple of Heru, located at 6099 Patillo Way, Lithonia, Georgia, for Sunday devotional worship presided over by Priest Uav Setna Nevira. For further information, contact him at 678-437-7768. While in Charlotte, North Carolina, please visit the Temple of Amun for your Sunday devotional worship presided by Priest Uav Ra Tem, 704-780-5769 or Unut Amutut at 704-968-6200. Please check your emails for directions on how to join Svai Ma on Saturday evenings at the 9 p.m. Eastern Time for his new lecture series based on his new book, Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Hieroglyph Translations Using the Trilinear Method. And save the date for this year's Winter Netarian Conference, be held from December 29, 2016 to January 1, 2017 at the Calvin Center, 13550 Woolsey Road in Hampton, Georgia, 30228. A 2016 trip to Kemet, Egypt is planned for October 1st, 2016 through October 10th, 2016. For more info or to register, send an email to EgyptianYoga@AOL.com. And starting in July 2016, we will no longer be using blogtalkradio.com. However, you may join the devotional worship program using freeconferencecall.com. Be sure to register your email on the EgyptianYoga.com and be on the email list to receive the instructions on how to listen in. This concludes our devotional worship program. You may now partake of your offering. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to join us next week at the same time for the Shital Netter worship program. On behalf of Sabai Ma, Dr. Moata Ashby, and Sema Ja, Dr. Karen Ashby, and the Temple of Aset, the Temple of Shital Netter, I am Shems Patah Mount Ankh, along with Shems Baket Asu Ra, wishing you an abundance of happiness, peace, and blessings in Ankh Uja Seneb, which means life, vitality, and health. Please stay tuned for our closing prayer. Petep.
Petep. And keep the teachings of this evening in mind. The task of an aspirant is to cleanse the physical, astral, and causal planes of the mind so as to regain consciousness, conscious perception of the universal self. Ama suimpanate. Sauke su ementen panate. Al tu arma. Kedi pahayo. Give thyself to the goddess. Keep thou thyself daily for the goddess. And let tomorrow be as today. Utep. Duva Seba Ma, Duva Seba Ja, Duva Shams Patah.